We must thank you for all of your help throughout the season and hope to have you back next year as long as our schedules align and the moon is in the seventh house there. And Kayla Carson, our director of social media, the original director of social media and media relations, we put her through the ringer every single week. She keeps track of every single play, what time it took place, what yard line, who had the ball, the down and yards to go, the results of the play, and who made the tackle every single play, as well as she's taking care of everything on Twitter. So it's impressive to say the least of what she does out there. And I can't thank enough for my team here on WLW Sports. Jay Lake pushing the buttons on Fridays. Michael Coffin pushing the buttons on Saturdays here, as well as Brandon James back in the studios making sure everything's running good at the end of the games there. It's really a team effort here, and I can't thank everyone enough here for another great season on WLW Sports.
I couldn't say it any better. I do appreciate all the help everybody does around here, you know, and they really do make us look good. And we're reading all the stats that they provide for us. And Clark, I appreciate the ask, and I'm glad we're still doing it for 3 years, and looking forward to four, if you'll have me. And I don't know how often you hear it, but you do a pretty good job. You make it easy on me as well, and it is a lot of fun to do. I do look forward to some of these games, seeing some of these teams, and kind of keeps you familiar with some of the youth and some of the athletes in our area. It's a lot of fun because I know for you especially, you know, basketball season comes up, and all of a sudden you go, oh, yeah, he was the quarterback. He was the linebacker or the kicker, maybe, you know. So you see some of these kids playing multiple sports, and it probably makes the next game a little bit easier knowing some of these kids already.
Well, the only problem is the first couple of games, I still find myself in basketball, I'll be saying the ball carrier down the field, rushing the ball, and it's a little different story.
It'd probably be easier if some of those guys wore their helmet, if I didn't recognize their face.
Well, that was funny. The other day I was at Harbor Beach's football practice, and we were inside. We practiced in the gym because it was so cold. It was about 23 degrees out, so they actually moved practice inside on Tuesday, I do believe it was. And everyone had their helmets off. I didn't recognize a single person.
Oh, I'm sure that.
I was going off of body mass and the way they ran. And with the helmet on, and also
the helmets
are off, and I'm like, who are these people? Yeah. I have no clue who they are. And it makes us realize that, Dave, we graduated just a few years ago now.
Yeah,
so
just a few. Let's leave it at that.
Then again, not too bad. I'll take our youth and hopefully longevity here. And like I say, I hope to be back next year. Like I always say, as long as ESPN doesn't call, I'll be back next year. But we're not done yet, folks. We got a Sunday show to wrap up the football season on the Strong Side, Sunday at 7 on Sports Radio 102.1. Be sure to listen in to the Strong Side with Paul P. Adams, Dave Hansen, and yours truly, Clark Ramsey, to wrap up the regular season. And we'll actually be announcing on Sunday, spoiler alert here, folks, but we'll actually be debuting for the basketball season, The Baseline. Same exact show as The Strong Side, except for the basketball edition. That will be starting in January. Our broadcast start, our calling the games for basketball right around the new year.
We're spoiled this week. All kinds of friendly confines. We've got friendly confines at Alma College right to the Ramsey Manor there.
That's
Harbor
right.
Beach.
Book your stay today. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of luxury at the Clark Ramsey Manor. Like us on Facebook. Well, again, folks, it's always a dear goodbye here, but we'll see you soon on Sunday at 7 p.m. On behalf of our entire broadcast team, we'd like to thank you for listening to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football. Our director of sports information, that's Doug Cole, finishing his second year with WLEW Sports. Kayla Carson also finishing her second year as the original director of social media and media relations. Dave Hansen in his third year of calling as color commentary and in-game analysis. I'd like to thank everyone who has helped out throughout the year doing stats, doing sideline. John Mooney, sorry to Ryan Brown who couldn't help out today because of technology issues. But we will see you on Sunday for the Strong Side at 7 p.m. for our one-hour wrap-up of the regular season and postseason of MHSA football. Final score for MCC and Harbor Beach, MCC 42, Harbor Beach 6. We'll see you Sunday. We'll see you next year.